It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
And the video game industry is one built very firmly on the principle of success, as not only do publishers and developers want their titles to be smash hits both critically and commercially, but also because video games at their core are designed to be beaten and allow the player to succeed in their adventures. However, success has many forms, and while some titles strive to make as much money as possible, others define success as having told a well-paced narrative or approaching a problem from a unique way, but all share one thing in common, and that's that too much success can actually lead to a franchise's detriment. Confused? Well, let's have a chat. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 video games ruined by being too successful. Number 8. GTA Online's success ruins GTA 6's prospects. Now, at the time of recording, and likely for many, many months after, Grand Theft Auto V's online mode, GTA Online, is going to be Rockstar's primary source of income, as this online component for the latest installment in the franchise is making money hand over fist daily. As such, is it any wonder that a lot of love and attention has been paid to this mode? Of course not. And in fact, the support for GTA Online has been incredible, with free patches and expansive DLC rolling out continually, making for one of the most chaotic experiences on the market. However, with this monumental success comes the trappings of expectations, and it's arguably been so successful that it's left the developers that are working on GTA's future utterly sweating. The company has almost fully switched over to supporting this online feature, leaving their usual drive for immersive single-player content by the wayside. In the most basic terms, GTA Online has become what GTA is for many. And how GTA 6 will address this problem, well, it's anyone's guess. With Dan Houser also leaving the company under the crunch culture backlash, the series is now bereft of a creative lead, and seeing as Houser was indeed integral to the franchise, having helped plant the flag with GTA 3, we have this strange case of a franchise that is so monolithically huge that success seems all but guaranteed, but without a clear plan moving forward. Number 7. Fez 2. Fez 2. What could have been, eh? It's very true that some people do not deal with pressure very well, and while Phil Fish was under a pretty ungodly amount of it during the development of the critical darling that was the original Fez, very few could have excused his taking my ball home attitude that erupted on social media in the months after its release. Now, Fish was very protective of his baby, something which is entirely understandable, seeing as he nearly went to an early grave thanks to the stress that it caused him, something that Indie Game the Movie captured in startling detail, I might add. But after receiving some criticism about the game and indeed his own personality, he simply announced that Fez 2 was cancelled and that we'd ruined things for ourselves. The amount of attention that Fez was getting thanks to the aforementioned documentary, as well as its sheer brilliance, placed Fish into a spotlight on social media where he was bombarded with praise and indeed hate in equal measure, the latter coming from the game's sometimes obtuse puzzles and cryptic design. This added pressure from popularity was enough to break Phil Fish and indeed take Fez 2 with him. Number 6. Dead Space 3. So sometimes a video game can be so successful that it actually ends up changing the entire genre the franchise was in going forward, and such is the case of Dead Space, which became so insanely popular with fans that EA went on to kill it outright. Now, cheers, can't say we were expecting this at the time, to be honest. Dead Space and its sequel were titles very much focused on delivering intense horror experiences, and pushed players to their limits with claustrophobic environments and a permeating dread that came from always feeling like you were on the back foot. As a result, both titles sold extremely well, prompting EA to do what they do best and try and fix something that clearly wasn't ever broken. In a move designed to draw in a much wider audience as well as capitalize on the burgeoning inclusion of microtransactions in video games, the decision was made to make Dead Space 3 co-op and move away from horror to focus more on action. In an instant, the tense atmosphere that had taken two games to build upon was blasted away with round after round of action gameplay, and this failed to scare anyone except die-hard fans of the series. Number 5. Mass Effect 3. Now, while many will still shudder when Mass Effect 3 gets brought up in conversation thanks to that original ending, there's actually a subset of fans that will get truly irate with the fact that at some point in time, the decision was made to make the trilogy Kappa the best place to jump into the franchise. Now, if that sentence doesn't sound right, it's because it wasn't. But still, this was the choice that led to Mass Effect 3 becoming the most mainstream and action-heavy title in the series. Now, while this isn't something that necessarily destroyed the game, as it was still a very enjoyable title, it was a notable step down from Mass Effect 2's focus on storytelling and dark themes. Here it was very much an action film that you were starring in, rather than a sci-fi film noir that you might actually not have survived. Fans noted that the action set pieces felt overtly familiar to anyone who had gotten their fill of chest-high wall shooters, and the fact that firefights broke out so much more frequently created a dampener for those looking to talk their way out of problems rather than into them. On top of this, the dialogue itself was pretty ham-fisted at times as a countermeasure to those joining the series at this late juncture, because the game was now explaining things that fans who had played the prior titles would have had baked into their very DNA, but were now being relayed as almost being new information. This was enough to highlight to many just how much catering was being done for new players, and as a result, alienated those that had been present from day one.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
Number 4, Guitar Hero Ruins Itself. If you ever wanted to see a tragic example of a franchise that thought that it was too big to fail but did anyway, then Guitar Hero has to be the defining one. Everything seemed like it was going so well for the series. Ludicrous sales, critical praise, and a pulling power so intense that it captured the attention of not only gamers around the world, but also the mainstream at large. At one point in time, everyone was playing this game, and yet because of Activision's own greed, they drove the franchise into the ground in short order. After Guitar Hero 3 Legends of Rock, we arguably had the perfect Guitar Hero entry. A great track list, tight as government NHS spending gameplay, check out that satire, and even dabbling with downloadable content to keep things feeling fresh. And indeed, it was this last factor that many thought would be the main focus from this point on. A handful of mainline entries, but a true push for custom setlist builds that came from DLC tracks. Yet Activision clearly thought differently, churning out numerous gimmick offshoots focusing on singular bands while adding in more and more and more plastic instruments along the way. With Band Hero, many felt that the writing was on the wall, and with a terrible setlist, questionable difficulty, and an overall casual gamer approach, the title bombed in sales and indeed with critics. The well had truly been drained of creativity and money, and for Activision, it was only the latter that was enough to put the series on ice for years. Number 3. The Assassin's Creed franchise. Believe it or not, but the Assassin's Creed franchise that we know today is actually a pretty far cry from the original intentions for the series, as if you were to go by the discussions that Patrice Desolée has had with media outlets, the format has changed into something that he hardly recognizes. Now, the original plan for AC was to focus on 9 unique titles, each interweaving into one another to tell a grander story at large, and that this through narrative was going to anchor itself with strong, consistent leads. However, after Patrice left Ubisoft and took his plans with him, there was something of a panic as to what to do with the franchise going forward. Therefore, a call was made which would shape the future of Assassin's Creed forever, as Ubisoft looked to what air quotes worked in Assassin's Creed 2 and Brotherhood and cranked out titles that reflected this ad nauseum. Soon, the narrative gave way to spectacle gameplay and became so bloated with side quests and monstrous maps because such features tracked well with audience and because, if we're being honest, Ubisoft makes this one type of game very, very well. Gang hideouts, big maps, eagle vision, towers unlocking new areas of the map, all features common in Watch Dogs, Far Cry, Tom Clancy titles, and now that Assassin's Creed is making the full move to a live service title, you can't help but feel any last shred of originality has finally been stamped out of the series. Number 2. The FIFA franchise. Much like the rising of the sun on a new day, the concept of a FIFA title dropping each and every year is almost a certainty. However, in place of the warming glow of our brightest star, the heat that this series is catching at the moment is mainly from its fans. You see, ever since the inclusion of the Ultimate Team card packs, which allow players to unlock random and rare players for their side, the franchise is becoming more and more skewed to these microtransactions above all else. Now, the sheer cost of licensing that EA has to pay out each and every year is a phenomenal $100 million. Now, to be clear, that is an estimation and does indeed cover all of the company's licenses, but it's still an incredible amount, and as such, that money needs to be recouped quickly. Therefore, we're seeing a larger focus on Ultimate Team over most other aspects of the title, something that diehard fans are noticing in droves, with the only improvements being made to the game's engine's aesthetics over mechanical control. And this is only going to end badly for the consumer and the company, as with loot box addiction being a very real and very dangerous thing, plus the increasing desperation to get this money back at all costs, the franchise will falter and collapse under its own weight, and you can already see it happening. Switch and PC players just get screwed over with last-gen copy-paste ports. EA's also been in trouble recently for making false promises by charging fans for a free next-gen upgrade that is apparently only available in premium editions of this year's entry. The cracks are beginning to show, and it's only downhill from here. And number 1, Final Fantasy XIV. Now, in a rather strange example, Final Fantasy XIV can be seen as an acute example of never giving up, as when you look at where this title is in the current day versus its rather disastrous launch, you'd be hard-pressed to think that they were the same title. Thanks to the almighty work done by the team, through the arduous rebranding process of A Realm Reborn and the years that followed, the game is now so popular that it's actually causing a few problems. With more and more streamers flocking to the title title, and with many bringing their massive audiences with them, the title has swollen so much that very recently Square Enix had to suspend digital sales of the title as there was simply not enough room for everyone. Those lucky enough to already have their characters in the game were also experiencing some issues thanks to the finite server space, with guild houses and equipment apparently being removed seemingly without warning. While it would be wrong to say that this has ruined the game entirely, Final Fantasy XIV's success has seemingly blocked newcomers from joining in on the fun.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
And it's causing strain for veterans all at once.